Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of February, recording at 9:29 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit firmer, and that includes China. The European markets were also mostly up a little bit. Wall Street seesawed and closed, though near the lower side of its daily range. Long-dated government bonds, they were weak across the boards in here, rather interestingly, today. And the U.S. dollar was weaker for a change, although it's trading right now above its low, certainly above its lows of the day. Precious metals experienced some profit taking today, although gold and they've all rallied off their reaction lows, and all the industrial metals, they had been quite weak recently, but all of them had gains here today, moderate gains. And most of the agricultural commodities were higher as well. Star performer was crude oil, up $4.23 as I speak. Okay. So what's going on here overall? It's still a nervous environment here for global stock markets, and that's hardly surprising with Wall Street sliding further still towards those November lows. And as I've said before, it would take a clear upward dynamic. It would take more than a clear upward dynamic, but that would be the minimum required to show a renewed support near those November lows, but to reaffirm support from the year-end lows, we would need to see the S&P push back up above the 880 level. I think I've mentioned a lower figure in a couple of broadcasts, and I checked it today, and it would definitely need to be above those last two little rally highs. One was in the end of January and the other was in early February, all within the trading band, of course, but it would need to clear those really to indicate renewed support beyond brief steadying from those November lows. Now, that's obviously a drag on absolutely everything else. So it has the capacity to pull these European markets and the Asian markets a bit lower in here. I think there's far less downside risk. Whatever Wall Street does, there's less downside risk in Asia and in some of the resources producers, such as Brazil, than there is in, for instance, the European stock markets. Now, I think the chances of a big slide on the downside are remote. It's not impossible, and if it were to occur, we would know why that had actually happened. And I'll only reference it in terms of all the depression fears and the meltdown in corporate profits. But I also maintain that given the amount of climactic selling that we have seen previously, that any resumption of the overall downward trends is more likely to be relatively moderate, with most of them drifting. And I think it's unlikely that we would see all of the world's stock market indices break down once again, as they certainly did during that severe bout of selling, that meltdown that occurred between May and well into October of last year. So We're in a drifting environment, and in that, I think we're unlikely to see the huge volatility that we had seen during the second half of last year. And why would that be? Well, I think that most of the people who are going to sell have. There's enough value out there for people to be nibbling. I suspect that most of the active traders and investors are saying, well, we're in a ranging environment, which is certainly our view. Primarily ranging environment. Some indices will range with a bit of a downward bias. Others will be straight horizontal, and others have a gradual upward bias. But they're in the minority still, and likely to remain so for a little while longer, or at least until we get some sort of all clear signal from the Wall Street leash effect, as I refer to it. Now, the U.S. Treasury bonds are down 2 12/32 seconds here as I speak. That's a 30-year Treasury bond, and I think that is a concern, that selling pressure, and because it suggests that if Bernanke's buying the bonds, he's not spending much money on them, and somebody else is certainly doing some selling in here. You know my views that these don't represent any sort of value, and we really would have to have a severe depression, not just a severe recession, but a real deflationary depression, which of course would mean that the yields that the long-term yields that we see today would be worth more if for instance, the U.S. economy was experiencing a deflation of 2% per annum. That would obviously add that to the yield, the real yield available from Treasury bonds. But I don't expect that. It's not impossible. But I think it's unlikely when the U.S. and every other government is throwing all the money they possibly can at these markets, in an effort to not only provide a cushion, but certainly to head off the depression. They'll take every medium to longer term inflationary risk in the book to avoid the deflationary depression. It's very fashionable for people to say, oh, this isn't going to work, it won't have any effect whatsoever. You need to let the normal cleansing process take place, and so on. And I think they're losing, well, that's that sight of the fact that it takes anywhere from 9 to 18 months for all of these stimulus measures to actually kick in. And I believe they will. But from an investment perspective, it means we need to be really cautious in here. I think in terms of committing new capital, I cut back, for instance, on my equity trading positions quite sharply earlier in the week, and I'm not tempted to go running back in, although I have a small baby steps operation going in ArcelorMittal. I'll keep that, but I'm not tempted to buy any stock market futures in here. That could change quickly if I saw some decent dynamics in the markets, but I haven't yet. And I'm more interested in other areas right now in terms of opportunities. There are always opportunities in markets. We've had a great run in precious metals that may not be over, and I think also some interesting situations are shaping up in the currency markets as well. More about that in a moment. Now, first the precious metals look to me like there were, well, maybe it's just profit taking, but it looked to me as if there were a few attempts to hit stops in here, in these markets today. But at any rate, the overall trading activity is reasonably orderly. I said that maybe in an attempt to trigger some stops here today because we saw a number of sell-offs and then recoveries, followed by a sell-off to retest the lows and then recoveries. Sort of went on most of the day. And I could notice that, and yet I wasn't doing much screen watching, too busy with the site and other matters. So, on a short-term basis, I think it would be reasonable to say that these markets are entitled to some consolidation, and that is what we are likely to see it at minimum. But there's nothing showing on the charts that I can see yet that says that this run is over, and there's nothing that I see yet that suggests we will experience anything other than a consolidation. But in stock markets, you're never more than a day away or hours away from a dynamic upwards or downwards in price action. But what I'm saying is I've still got all my precious metals positions. And protected with in the money stops, and that's the way I will leave it. The interest in this sector has continued to grow, and it's hardly surprising given the money printing that's taking place around the globe. The crude oil rally is interesting. I haven't seen much data on this, although there have been plenty of articles out recently talking about oil price surge being likely, an oil price surge being likely once the global economy recovers. And of course, the global economy will recover. Not only will we get a recovery, we'll also get a synchronized recovery. If you get a synchronized big synchronized slowdown and recession, then it stands to reason that when economies improve once again, that they will mostly participate, giving that synchronized recovery. That's the easy part. The difficult part is when that's actually going to occur. And I've been, in terms of the GDP, I've been in the a very cautious camp for quite a long time because I can see the trend. And so I expect the economic data to get worse before it next gets better. And that is a difficult environment for stock markets, even though we know that investors will look beyond the trough of the economic recession if they can see better prospects ahead. And that would really require to create a more optimistic or less pessimistic environment. I do think we would need to see Wall Street, say, rally up from these November lows, as I've mentioned before. And I think that's pretty high. Currencies. I was going to mention some of the currency moves in here today. I opened a small long, probably an initial stake in the Australian dollar against the Japanese yen. And the yen has been weaker here recently. I think that's encouraging in terms of suggesting that we are not seeing certainly as much yen carry trade deleveraging as we had seen previously. Maybe there's less of that remaining outstanding. But currencies are mostly range bound, as you know. I feel that what we're actually seeing in the fiat currencies is sort of a leapfrog race to the bottom. And one currency well, several currencies will be driven down the way sterling was, and the way the Antipodean currencies were, and the way the What else was pushed out along the way? Well, those will suffice. The euro was. That's the one I was looking for. The euro, sterling, the Antipodean currencies being very, very weak. The dollar strong, the yen being strong. Well, I think that now the technical evidence suggests that the Australian dollar is building a base against the Japanese yen. Other currencies are doing so against the yen as well, quite likely the euro. So what I'm keen to do is to buy the ones that are certainly not in any kind of momentum play at the moment, the way the yen was and the way the US dollar is at this particular time. I certainly expect a weaker dollar this year, and I expect a weaker yen as well. And I think that's pretty much it for today. So roll on Friday. I'm sure it'll be interesting. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.